The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, as a guest panelist, it's Dean Chris Bassini from the College of Health Professions.
Greetings.
Greetings to you, too. Let me ask what it's like for a dean when you hit the last few weeks of the term. Does it feel like any other part of the academic year, or is it different?
No, it's all about the same. It's all about the same. People are a little more crazy and a little more intense. And students are freaking out, but
poor,
you know,
thing, you just never get a break.
I don't. Wah-wah. You know, if you put the word dean in front of someone's name, you are automatically the village idiot, or you head on to the dark side.
Well, so but it also means you're on a 12-month contract. That by itself is...
we do look forward to May 15th.
Got it. And who doesn't? And
yeah,
who
indeed.
Doesn't? I know Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies looks forward to commencement every
Howdy.
Year.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
All right.
You're always doing stuff at commencement. You're like a marshal.
But I'm not this year because I have a niece who is graduating from nursing school at University of North Carolina.
So
I would be there. Awesome. It's on the same day.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's only a certain number of commencement days that work, so... Oh, my
what
God.
What is that?
We're out of time.
Something
we're
just
out of time
happened.
Already.
Well, that's it. Time
see
to say goodbye.
False alarm.
Farewell. We're getting the net sign over there. Yeah.
He's, we're safe.
I think that was... do you want me to skip over Dave? Is that what you're saying?
No, we can't skip over Dave.
Was that the Oscar button, the Oscar music?
Exactly.
Just, maybe so.
Move along.
Cue up the music.
Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. So how are things, Dave?
So far, so good. Not too much panic just yet. We're getting ready for the student show. And
you have one more week than we do, just on the calendar,
don't
right?
remind me.
Yes, exactly.
So...
You got to make the letters bigger, voice of God. My eyesight's not that good because I'm getting old.
Older.
That's right. Directly across the table from me is Professor Kendra Evans.
Hello.
From Chemistry and Biochemistry. How are you doing, Kendra?
I'm doing well.
Are you glad you came?
This was very fun.
Yes.
And it's only halfway over.
It's true.
That's right.
I walk by Kendra's office on the way over. I'm like, Kendra, want to come? You know, all the cool kids.
Where?
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the
this
fly.
This is the cool table at in the cafeteria.
Actually, I think that the panel is made cooler by Kendra being here, but that's, you know,
indeed.
Just
one and of those. But once you're in college, being a geek or a nerd is cool.
I know. Right.
It's why we all became professors.
That's right.
It is?
That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
That's right. Professor Dan Maggio is here from the first organization.
Speaking of geeks and nerds.
Personified.
Okay.
Glorious geeks and nerds.
They have a glorious show about geeks and nerds.
Yeah, you're thinking about Freaks and Geeks?
No, the Big Bang Theory. Oh, the Freaks and Geeks is a good show,
yeah,
too.
But
Big
Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory ever... I mean, I've seen a couple episodes, and it sort of strikes me as more... Well, there's some good lines, but as more of an impression of what a non-intellectual person thinks an intellectual person sounds like.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, to a certain extent, that's true.
Okay. It's a send-off.
Yeah. That's too much.
That doesn't mean it's not funny.
I can't even follow the last
overshare.
She is a
philosopher. You're overanalyzing.
Overshare is the new word.
It's still, but that doesn't mean it's not funny. It just, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe they'll make a show with philosophers.
Oh, please.
Just a reality show?
And nobody
at the water
would
fountain,
well.
And, you know, in the vomitorium.
get the feather out.
Dave Kokel and Marty Lever and I would sign up
show. I bet you would.
The three of us can't be in a room together for 5 minutes without cracking each
what
other
is it,
up.
Nuclear fission? What I mean.
It almost makes me believe in a benevolent God, actually, getting
oh, wow.
to work with the two of them.
Oh, that's we're making some progress here.
That's right.
Is that picture again?
Lot more work to go, but we're
that sounds good. You know, write that down.
Professor Jason Roach is here from the Department of Communication Studies. He's back from his whirlwind tour of Europe.
Our media star.
And the seven crowns of Asia. do you have your next showing or not? Ferndale, right? Coming up.
At the Renaissance Vineyard Church.
Okay. Super cool. Super cool. I will try to get to that one because I
will
still
be signing
not
autographs and taking pictures with the commoners.
The screaming babies. We'll see what my agent says.
Yeah, if you can get through security.
Your agent, Scott Boris. Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. Last but certainly not least, of course, it's Beth Oljar from the Department of Philosophy. Still reading up
I just have the vapors from sitting so close to Jason.
I did take a shower. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. The vapors.
I owe you a hug. I'm sorry.
You owe her cash.
Well, that's true.
That's the only reason.
This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Try to keep the snark to 22%.
No.
If you stump the panel, 80%. You win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left the panel, we had a nice set of questions from our former executive producer, the divine Dr. Barb Bolts and her family, and she had sent us some questions regarding, can you identify the following Detroiters? We had two more to go.
Joe Mendy was a Detroiter.
Joe Mendy. I can't get over it. I got to get some pictures when I get back
but
to my office.
But that's so Detroit, right? A cigar-smoking...
I want to see that.
Who out-jeweled Jim. FDR?
Okay, now, I still remember
that's representing,
kid,
man.
Oh my during gosh. The Depression.
It's during the Depression, and I just wow. love, it's like, outdrew the president on the chimp's first day back after illness. It's like he was on the DL and came back and hit a grand slam.
Represent the D.
Wow. Okay. Who is JoJo Shuddy?
Oh, she's traffic. The traffic person.
WWJ. Mm-hmm.
She did a really big deal. For the record, she started on CKLW and was the first to do something.
Helicopter.
Yeah, she was in a helicopter, and she reported. Mm-hmm. Who was Donald Lobsinger?
Oh.
Donald Lobsinger.
What, the original name to... No? Donald Lobsinger?
I know I've heard of the concept of this person. I didn't know their name or what their deal was, but we have a nice little explanation paragraph here.
We might need to take that. Wow.
Donald, you guys want to phone a friend?
Plead blank.
That's right. We need a lifeline here.
Says he had extreme anti-communist activities during the 60s and 70s. A member of a group called Breakthrough that attacked everything from the liberalization of the Catholic Church through Vatican II to anti-Vietnam. He picketed MLK, Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1968 appearance in Grosse Pointe, and dressed in a clown outfit to picket outside Catholic churches to protest English language and guitars being played at masses.
Yeah.
And he was reincarnated as Phelps,
Dearborn,
right?
There was no other detail given, but that's wild stuff, man. I knew that there's someone that did
like
that. I just didn't know who it was.
Guy who just died.
Fred Phelps.
Fred Phelps. Westboro Baptist Church.
I mean, he was the version
not
of that.
Not a serious loss to the world.
There you go.
I got to say.
There you go.
Blink and you miss him.
Okay. Dear profs, attached is a series of questions on one of the quirkiest actors of our times, William Shatner. I know some of my questions have been on the obscure.
I'm just saying.
Well, Billy Dee Williams was a dancer recently.
That's true.
Come on, he's a fellow Canadian. Cut him some slack.
All right.
I know some of my film questions have been on the obscure, but I figured this list should be at least a little more fun than the others. Below are 16 questions. I'll defer to Professor Mayo's judgment. That's a bad idea with the manuscripts and the degrees this weekend. As to what he deems worthy of passing, please enjoy. Regards, Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie, New York. Now, there's
all
one.
Right.
Ooh, Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie.
Oh, mark that.
So, Dan will get out the pin on the end
the
of the stick.
And put it on the map.
And he'll help us out here.
Up in the Hudson Valley.
Okay. Who did William Shatner star opposite in 1954 when he played a role titled Ranger Bob?
1954?
That's what he says. He was a very young man when he played this role. Ranger Bob.
Ranger Bob.
Yep.
Ranger Bob. Are we looking for the actor's name or are we looking for the
character's name?
We're
looking for, I said, who did William Shatner star opposite in 1954 when he was Ranger Bob?
Would we know his actress's name or actor's name?
I think you're going to know who it is.
John Wayne? The film.
It really wasn't a human being.
Was it a cow?
A chimpanzee?
A chimp.
Oh, the Joe same Mendy. Chimpanzee that was at the Detroit Zoo.
Was it a horse?
It wasn't Joe Mendy.
Oh, darn.
Was it a horse?
It was not a horse.
Was it Harvey the Rabbit?
It was not an animal.
A robot.
It was not a robot, but you're getting closer.
What?
A puppet.
A car.
It was a puppet.
Oh, wow.
Kukla, Frank, and Ollie.
No. It was Howdy Bob. Doody.
Howdy Doody.
Howdy,
yeah.
Howdy,
yeah.
Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody. Yes.
Oh. It's Howdy Doody.
Oh, geez, I knew he was singing along.
So they made a movie with a puppet and William Shatner?
No, it was a TV show.
It was a TV show.
Oh, I thought it was a movie. Does it really matter at this point?
No, we're moving on.
You know, I can see how you'd actually be attracted in that direction because it says that he starred. Right. It's like, I don't really think about people starring in a TV show that way, right? Which of the brothers did he portray in the Brothers Karamazov?
Oh.
Ivan.
It wasn't Ivan.
Dimitri.
It wasn't Dimitri.
No.
How many are there?
Oh, I don't know.
Aren't there only
four? Starts with the letter A.
Andre.
Oh, it says here it's Alexei.
Oh, Alexei.
Alexei.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. That one I'm marking wrong.
Oh.
It's extreme.
That was William Shatner. You know, Richard Basehart was in that movie, too.
Mm-hmm. Voyage of the Bahama Sea.
No, but, yeah.
What famous TV series had an episode where William Shatner played the role Bob Wilson?
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
Yes. Yeah. It was the famous episode 20, Nightmare 000. At 20,000 Feet.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's where you saw the monster on the plane?
Outside the window.
Outside on the wing.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Sit down, Mr. Wilson. You're causing a scene. What medical TV series had William Shatner playing the role of Dr. Carl Noyes? I've never heard of this one before because there's no year attached to it. I don't even know what to say.
Like emergency?
No. It was Dr. Kildare.
Yeah. Dr. Kildare.
And who was the incredibly handsome star of Dr.
Richard Chamberlain.
He's still my beating heart, except he's gay.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can't have him all.
I know. Bummer.
Wow. Dr. Kildare. And, of course, the nurse gets that.
But in Shogun, he's so yummy.
Perfect sense to me.
It was the etiology of my career.
That's what gave rise to your career in nursing?
No.
Oh, my gosh. How many episodes of original Star Trek did Shatner play James T. Kirk in on television?
All of them except for one, wasn't it?
Yeah, but how many is the...
No, the first one wasn't.
156?
No, I don't think there were
no. No, it was only four or five seasons. Five seasons, 130?
I thought there were three seasons of original Star Trek.
It's more like 70, right?
Yeah, it's 79 is what it says here. I think it was only three seasons.
Because the first episode is when you get the death of Pike, right?
Yeah, the
giving of the ship to...
Pike.
He Dan boldly went 79 times.
And split his infinitives. Doesn't that bug you?
Yeah,
about
79
the,
sounds right.
It to boldly does. Go? Like, okay, you split the infinitives.
Oh, boy.
Dan's doing the confirmation.
Thank you, grammar teacher.
Well on that term paper.
How many episodes of the Star Trek cartoon did Shatner play James T. Kirk? Now, that came out right after the TV show.
I don't
know. It wasn't on the
last season. Very long. Three seasons, the voice of God says. I thought it was three seasons.
I don't know. I'm in between two.
The cartoon show.
So we do have a cartoon-based guy here. So, Dave, what do you think? If you had to guess
seasons,
number of episodes.
24?
22. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Close enough for government work. Who did William Shatner portray
all the time.
In a 1982 episode of Mork and Mindy? I remember this episode.
Mindy's dad.
He did not play Mindy's dad.
Was it Orson?
Nope.
No, this is the voice.
Where Mork was from?
Nope. Who did he play in an episode of Mork and Mindy? What a dumb show. I mean, the sitcoms of the early 80s, they just make my stomach turn.
I think that was great.
I tell you what, my stomach is turning, which means we need to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Let's pick up where we left off. Who is the partner of the original Human Torch?
The Sparky. Human match.
No.
Sparky is right, isn't it?
No.
It's something like that.
No, he masqueraded as a snowblower. It's a brand name.
The brand.
The Toro.
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 Oh.
Toro.
Oh.
Got it.
And both of them cried out, flame on! And they wanted to turn on.
Sarah has a wonderful story about flames.
Oh, yes, it was a story of Tennyson's youth and his mother, who her headdress caught on fire, and she telephoned for the butler and she said, James, I'm on fire! And he said, I'll get Amy right away. Because apparently it was the lady's maid's job to put her mistress out when she was on fire.
Different unions.
And we're back with some fantastic questions from Julie Elder, Poughkeepsie, New York. The question at hand, the whole set really was about William Shatner, and the question was, who did William Shatner portray in a 1982 episode of Mork and Mindy?
Captain Kirk? No.
He did not do Captain Kirk,
darn.
But you're close.
Oh.
Khan.
T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker?
I was thinking there's going to be a T.J. Hooker question.
That guy from Boston Legal? No, he played himself. He played William Shatner. James T. Kirk was the closest thing to William Shatner.
No question about him in Judgment. He's in Judgment in Nuremberg, William Shatner.
We're not done yet. Okay. Hold on. There's more.
Just skip to that question.
Yeah.
Just give it to us.
What were the three other major stars that had billing with William Shatner as the lead on T.J. Hooker?
Heather Locklear.
Adrian Zmed. And,
Officer Jim Corrigan was played by...
Oh, Italian gentleman. He was on Deep Space Nine.
This guy is our source James for Darren. TV stuff. James Darren is exactly correct.
Like Vic Fontaine on Deep Space Nine.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I just finished watching all of Battlestar Galactica, which was actually...
The original one?
No.
Oh.
The one they made with Edward James Olmos, which was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. All right. Good stuff. Who is the villain? Who would you have said the villain was in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home? This was the feature film.
There wasn't a bad guy in there.
Well, it was the
time-space continuum.
Oh, that's...
It was the Ray, right?
That's the guy from Taxi.
No. This is the one with the whales.
It says there wasn't one. It was a space probe looking for humpback whales in the 23rd century. I can't even say it.
That was the third one. That was a third movie.
Number four. They were looking for the whales.
He played the Klingon captain.
You're thinking Christopher Lloyd.
Was that three?
Search for Spock.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, exactly.
But they weren't...
Sorry.
I don't know that they were sort of looking for the whales. It was simply that the sounds they were making were sort of translated as...
That's fair to say.
They could recreate the sounds, but they couldn't recreate the language, the communication, so they had to get the humpback whales.
RSVP. That's actually a pretty good movie.
They had to invent transparent aluminum. I remember that part.
On a Mac.
Yeah, everybody remember where we parked.
He's talking into the mouse.
Yeah. Computer.
That was
a good watching.
It's a dumb movie, but it was a fun movie.
For the nuclear vessels. I remember Chuck, you remember that?
I'm like, yeah, I knew they were going to find
fun of that in the Star Trek movie because
it was the Enterprise.
To say that's a dumb movie, that was really the best.
It was the best.
Well, no, Khan was probably the. But some people say the four is the best.
The even numbered ones are good. The odd numbered ones are terrible.
I like four. I like two. Khan.
Two and four.
For the record, that question had nothing to do with William Shatner. Oh. What was William Shatner's last Star Trek movie? What was the title?
Generations.
First Contact.
Generations.
Oh, okay.
It was called Generations.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Kirk and Picard the Faker.
He dies.
Picard the Faker? That's Patrick Stewart.
The true captain of the Enterprise is James Tiberius Kirk. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Real Star Trek.
All right. Purist.
What was William Shatner's role? Not many people remember this from the very successful 90s sitcom Third Rock from the Sun.
Is he the patriarch of the family?
He sort of was, but he had a name that was very funny. Do you remember what it was?
Dad?
I love that.
The Godfather?
No. He communicated with them. He actually wasn't in the show. He just appeared as...
What, a voice?
He was the big giant head, is what they called him. And it was just his head, and he was the leader of the Martians. You know, told them what to do. What 2002 cartoon TV show had William Shatner reprising his role as Captain Kirk?
Oh, Futurama.
Futurama, absolutely. They put the whole cast back together.
Except for James Scotty.
Doohan had passed away.
Yeah, and then they replaced him with Welshie.
Well, and DeForest Kelly's gone too now.
Yeah, he passed away too.
God rest them all.
Gosh, unbelievable. So many things happening so fast.
Exactly. You guys ever see that thing on YouTube where he says, Jimmy's dead? I'll play it one of these days.
What was it, DeForest Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like 2 minutes of him saying, Jimmy's dead.
Just over and over. over and over.
Multiple episodes.
Wow.
What two TV shows, two series... had William Shatner playing a role titled Denny Crane.
Boston Legal.
Boston Legal and...
Boston Illegal.
Boston Immoral.
Boston Legal After Hours.
I find Boston it kind of funny unplugged. Because I bet you guys could answer this
Boston
question.
Boston Legal CSI.
So first came Grey's Anatomy and then came... you remember the spinoff of Grey's Anatomy?
Crane's
Anatomy?
Private Practice, it was called. So just take one of those words out and you've got it. It was right. Boston Legal and...
The Practice.
Oh, yes. So,
well done.
Yeah, well done. Yeah.
Boston Legal 2. The Secret of the
Is that
ooze.
Why he does the Acker and Acker ads in Detroit? Because he misses the law.
Oh, that's right. Like 1-800-LAWYERS?
Don't do that.
He used to be, you know, call this number right now.
Right. We would stare right at you.
Scared. The lawyer ads around here are driving me crazy. Actually.
Jim Carrey's and impersonation of him in Ace Ventura is so funny, though, when he
I've got to, mister. What university? Oh, let's see, we got our Canadian ringer here in Professor Chow. What university did William Shatner attend?
McGill?
He went to McGill, yes, the Harvard of the North, where the Student University Center is named for him. The Student Union is named for him. That's unbelievable.
I bet that's not something they brag about.
The William Shatner Center of Debauchery on the campus.
Seriously, though, I mean, like, where's the meeting of the Chem Club today? It's in Shatner Room 24. I mean, that's, they got to talk that way. That's wild.
So what do they call it for short?
I don't know.
Okay. Besides original Star Trek, there have been four other TV shows where William Shatner has appeared alongside Leonard Nimoy in at least one episode of that show. I think we already hit one.
Futurama
is where they had the reunion.
Weren't they both on Saturday Night Live?
That actually doesn't say that here.
In Search of, though. The sequel.
Long gone.
You're going to have to think. One of these TV shows has a acronym in it, a five-letter acronym. The opposite of an ant.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Oh. Actually, they were together.
I was thinking visualizing the bug ant.
So this is, that was before.
The spider? That must have been the second Man from U.N.C.L.E., not the original.
Right. The second one is one that, sadly... Tom Cruise is known more for the movie series recently.
Mission Impossible,
apparently they both were in.
Really?
Huh.
And another William Shatner vehicle that apparently Leonard Nimoy guested on, the thing that he was very well known for 70s, 80s, was what TV show? We've already heard it here.
T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker, yes, the cop show.
Was he hanging on to the windshield wipers?
I was watching that as a kid, I'm like, he's not getting around very fast. I mean, I said that to myself, like, all the other guys do the running. He doesn't do the running.
What's wrong with hanging on to the windshield?
I don't think they like each other.
Oh my gosh.
I think they made up.
No.
I think they made up.
They... Currently?
Yeah.
Wow.
You have firsthand knowledge?
Didn't William Shatner, like, didn't everybody on the cast hate him at one point?
Like, the whole time they were making Star Trek?
Yeah, when they were making it, they made up afterwards.
Oh, there's a movie that's a...
Galaxy Quest.
Yes,
hilarious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hilarious. I know they hated him because he always wanted more screen time.
Right.
But I think they've made up since then.
He chewed the scenery.
Plus, Spock always wanted to be the captain.
You think? I thought he didn't have emotions.
It was logical.
He has emotions. He's half human.
Yes, I suppose.
His mom is human.
That is true. Amanda of Earth, they called her.
Played by Winona Ryder.
Played by Winona Ryder. It was kind of goofy.
Married Sarek, I think.
Mark Leonard.
Wow. Yep. Okay, last one, props. I don't know how we navigated our way through the William Shatner set, but somehow we did it. William Shatner, oh my.
Probably the navigation computers.
Probably the navigation computers.
Sulu.
William Shatner donated something for auction. It won a $75,000 bid for charity. Now, what I want you to do is tell me what the object was and then what the charity was that he raised $75,000 for donating to the auction.
I guess a belt with an extension.
No. His gold captain shirt.
I'm going to make you work for this one because it's so terrifying.
His phaser.
How about his
It's nothing having to do with Star Trek.
Oh.
His hairpiece.
No, nothing having to do with his hair.
His original family recipe for
his horse, like baked beans or something. Yeah. No, it was not his original family recipe.
His horse?
For anything. Not his horse. He is a big horse guy, though, right?
He's
a horse
guy. Is he a baby picture?
Not a baby
picture.
They had
photography back then?
His book of poetry?
Oh. Nope. I'm thinking that I'm looking at Dean Pacini when I think about...
What?
This would be something that came... I can't even say it. I cannot even say
body?
It. It came from within his body.
It was not
one of his ribs. Belly button fuzz.
No.
Not a liver.
A kidney stone.
You're not
stone.
Thinking plus terrifying
stone.
Enough.
A kidney stone.
A kidney stone he donated.
A kidney stone.
I would say $75,000.
I told you he wasn't an actor. I started the whole series out with that factoid.
He's just a maker of kidney stones. What am I thinking, by the way? Is it calcium carbonate? What's
it? Can be it, just all kinds tons of different things. Things. Okay. Most of them are calcium.
They
are
soluble.
Yeah.
So the charity was the American Kidney Foundation?
No, we did not. It wasn't American Kidney Foundation.
Canadian Kidney Foundation.
I don't even know if we can go there. It's it's Habitat for Humanity. Sure. You know, whatever.
What's the connection?
Maybe right, part of the foundation of a house. Oh,
You know, anything's possible. Anything is possible.
But hopefully what he gave is the 75K, right?
I don't even know what to say. I'm just like, I'm speechless. I'm like exhausted.
Our moderator has been smitten.
Now you know why the cast hated him.
Because of the kidney stones?
He gave them kidney stones, too.
You are just talking about him?
Just talking.
Yeah, I've been working with him for 3 years.
That level of intellect would be a hard person to work with every single day.
I guess. Oh, my gosh. Let me just ask a question about William Shatner to our Canadian panelist.
Oh,
I mean, is he viewed differently in Canada than he's viewed in the United States?
No differently.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, same here.
Much the same.
Have you apologized for him like you have for Anne Marie and Brian Adams
and Celine Dion and Bieber and all the no.
Rush? Can you apologize for them?
Apologize for Rush?
Rush?
Oh no!
The band?
Are you kidding? Uh-oh. Our student producer is getting up now.
He's got scowls. His eyebrows knitting together.
Not a good band.
You're not going to get good course evaluations, Ben.
Well, since I got the one, and thank you, Matt Mayo, on Geek Week for suggesting this, since I got the one in fall semester that said Professor Oljar is a badass. And then a bunch of your students came to me.
And said, can you get you to like sign something? Or
no, they handed me a sheet of paper that said, Dr. Oljar is, one of them wrote, Professor Mayo put me up to it.
Oh my gosh. I thought that was great. I hope they cleared it with you before they did it.
Yeah, the student who, Sarah Thomas, I think it was.
Sarah Thomas, She adores you.
The lawsuit is pending.
Yes.
It was quite an amusing start to class.
I need a nap, and what a great time to have to say goodbye, Professor Oljar.
Goodbye.
Professor Roach.
Goodbye, Professor
Maggio.
Oljar.
Goodbye, Professor Oljar.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Dean Pacini.
Chow.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals. Maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want. The big thinkers. The dreamers. Because those are the people who make things happen. Great things for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. It's not too late. University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies and at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.